Boy, is this going to be interesting. I don't know how you're going to feel about this or which way you're going to go or who you're going to support. Kelly, tell everybody the problem you're having and they'll give you some advice if they can, because we certainly can't. What's going on?
So my husband, he's the latest guy to be made an example of. It's interesting how everything can be fun and games one minute where everyone can laugh, but then the next moment it's all of a sudden offensive, crude, rude, and just like harassment.
Oh yeah, this is a new era. We are having to navigate new waters and you got to be very careful. So what happened to your husband?
Basically, he was fired last month for sexual harassment.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not easy at home. You've got bills to pay and oh, that sucks. But I mean, he did harass someone, clearly.
I can't really get into the details around it, you know, for obvious reasons. But essentially, my husband didn't harass anyone. He has this fun group of people that suddenly decided to turn on him. And they can take a joke, but they all say inappropriate things, you know, because they're friends, okay? So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're all just kidding around, and then he basically got turned on. Here's what happens. Like, people get jealous of your success, and then in order to advance, you know, at work, sometimes you need to remove roadblocks that are in the way. In this case, that roadblock was my husband.
So you're saying these people basically came up with a fake, you know, harassment charge just so that they could advance their career. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I know it sounds crazy, but I mean, I'm telling you that like they banded together and they got him fired. It's these four women that are against him and he doesn't have a leg to stand on, because what are they supposed to say? Especially right now in this day and age, they can't say, oh no, we don't believe these women. I mean, they set him up to fail by saying certain things and then they hit record on their phone.
Oh, so they have evidence of him saying things that are considered harassment.
Right, but this was never considered harassment before. They always would joke around. But then they suddenly were like, I wonder if we could record and then we'll do, you know, it's really evil.
Okay, have you heard what was said, though, on the tape?
Yeah, I mean, and yes, it does sound pretty bad. But, I mean, he was just being a goofball. I mean, ordinarily, it wouldn't sound bad. It would just be funny. But basically, it worked. They won, okay? Because, like, now one of the women that tried to get him fired took over his job.
Oh.
So you think that's the motive and it worked.
It did. So my husband is going to sue for wrongful termination and he wants me to stand up for him. But here's the thing. Women from his former employer have privately reached out to me to say that they hope that I'll do what's right and support fellow women. They want me to like divorce him and refuse to testify. I'm so torn because I know what he did was not technically wrong because we're all adults and he used to always joke around and it was never a problem before until this woman wanted his job.
Well, no. Technically, it is wrong because someone heard that, I'm assuming in HR, and what he said was wrong and that's why they let him go. I mean, they have evidence.
Right, but that's not fair because there's certain industries where people are really familiar and friendly and they joke around about stuff. And if he had recorded them on a different conversation, he could have said the same thing.
Well, especially the bait and hook kind of thing where you say something and then go and record now.
Right, exactly. And these women were like his friends. I've had them over for dinner parties. I mean, I know these women. How can they say and do this awful stuff, you know?
Maybe they always felt like it was wrong. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think so. Like, I was there, and it was all joking. I think it's really wrong what they did. But, of course, no one in this day and age is going to, like, want to call another woman a liar. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole Me Too thing, it's like, and I'm not saying that that stuff doesn't happen, but in this case, it didn't.
Well, there are real victims out there who need to be heard from and,
yes,
you know, defended.
I totally agree, but I don't think that this is that case.
Okay.
You are testy.
Well, if it was your husband and you felt strongly, you'd be feeling like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's terrible. I mean, I really feel like they set him up and he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Okay. So do you fight this claim and take it to court and testify for your husband and stand beside him? Or do you just say, you know what, let's learn our lesson and move on. Don't ever joke with anybody, you know, because you never know.
Right. You never know how somebody's going to take something.
Right. How do you handle this? Let's get calls from listeners and see what they would do if they were you. How's that?
All right. That actually would be great. I'm sure people are going to say awful things because, but yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay. She should support her husband, says this person. He's the person you married. You stand up and you support your guy.
Okay.
then there's people saying, my blood is boiling. There is a big difference between joking and harassment. It sounds like this woman is making excuses for her husband. I would say list her. Bye.
Whew.
Denial much? There's that. Okay, let's start with Serena. You're in St. Louis Park, and you are so angry at Kelly. Why?
I just am really surprised at the discussion of it being this day and age and that people don't know how to take a joke, because obviously with especially there not being only one woman but four different women coming forward and talking about things that her husband had said that made them feel uncomfortable, and that's they're letting them know that they are uncomfortable. It doesn't matter, and it shouldn't be an industry that's more friendly than others, because when we talk about an industry over another being more friendly, we're just allowing that harassment to continue and happen.
I guess it's all in how you define harassment. And it is interesting because this is someone he's worked with for a long time. He's not new here. Things that were fair game on both sides. Both parties have said things that could be considered, you know, harassment or, or whatever. And now all of a sudden it's not okay. And they may have used that to get ahead in business. And it just, she's just kind of putting it out there. Wait a minute, how can they say things and now all of a sudden say, oh, now it's not okay?
Well, I think it's important to like recognize like then his voice should be heard.
Yeah.
Like, and he should come forward and talk on those things. But
okay, so that's her question. She's saying, so do I go against these women and say, hey, remember when you used to say all that stuff? Why is it all of a sudden not okay?
Yeah, or that you led him down that path.
Yeah.
I mean, he did his own thing. He's an adult. But you led him down that path, recorded it, and then went, here we go.
We've all heard of convenient editing before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can hear just a little nugget of a conversation. It gets misconstrued. Ask Gail King. She's very familiar with how that goes. Abby, you're in Coon Rapids. You're saying love your husband. Why?
Yes. I think you sign up for worse or for better, and this might be the worst.
Yeah. So you're going to say, go to court, stand up for him, go against what these other women are saying, and file this lawsuit.
I would say yes. I mean, she could, like, be silent and support him and not say anything and involve herself. That might be easier.
Mm-hmm. I just hate the idea of having to go to court and do all that. I would like to say, walk away from it all, learn your lesson, and move on. But then again, now his name is tarnished.
Totally.
It's on his record. When they call his previous employer, they're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, why were you fired?
Harassment.
Well, this little sexual harassment thing. But it was just a joke.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
So no one's going to ever, you know, accept that and that answer. So then you almost have to fight it, don't you?
You honestly do.
This is Tess in St. Paul. You're saying list?
Oh, definitely. If she knew that he's been doing this and goofing around, which is not a really cool thing anyways, it's totally horrible.
Totally horrible. So you're saying that she should go or not even defend him in court? Don't even stand up for him? Say, honey, you're on your own?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
But
wow.
She knew he's been doing that. All along.
No. Let's be clear here. She knows they've all been doing it.
Because she's seen it and heard it.
True. But no one should be talking about women like that, whether you're goofing around or not.
Okay, well then what, you know, the women are talking about men like that.
Yeah.
How is that okay?
True. No, none of it's okay.
I know, but that's the point.
That none of it is, yeah.
And now it feels like women have an upper hand right now, and these women are capitalizing on it, and they got him fired and took his job.
Yeah.
True, but maybe they've been talking about it for a long time about what to do about it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know either. It's hard to know. It's hard to know who's right and who's wrong here.
But, yeah, it's just weird to think about getting to that point, like, oh, maybe we've been wanting to say something for a while, but then continuing that bad talk with him. That's what's weird about it.
I work in HR. He will not win in a wrongful termination. Keep it out of court. Support your husband, but just drop it. There's no reason to make this any more public than it already is.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
Sounds like good advice, though.
We have so many people trying to call in right now. Here's a text. Oh, man, I just lost it. There's so many. Oh, this happened to my old boss. The woman was ticked. He got a promotion, and they reported him for conversations they were involved in, and then they set up other conversations to pin it on him.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is not the first time we've heard of this. Let's get to Molly in Sartell. You're saying he should be listed. Why?
Hi, yeah, I do. I just think it's interesting that, like, these were all friends. Like, I just can't see, like, having dinner together and then being really good friends, and then all of a sudden they're like, you know what? We actually don't like this guy. We're going to come together and make false claims. Or I know they're not false accusations. Like, she said it's true, but I just would feel uncomfortable that my husband is making jokes that could be considered as sexual harassment. Like, I would not want my husband, even if we're all joking around, that would just make me feel uncomfortable as a wife.
Haven't we all gotten a little too politically correct, though? I mean, everything is so PC. You have to mind your P's and Q's with everything you say. Everybody's so sensitive about everything, down to the pronouns we use. I mean, it is so overboard anymore. You can't say anything without offending people.
It's like, hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
You know, it's hard to know what to do. It really is. Let's get to Laura in Maple Grove. You used to investigate sexual harassment, so you're familiar with something like this.
I am. Yeah, I used to investigate allegations of sexual harassment, as well as do training for preventing sexual harassment in the workplace. And, you know, it's true. We have to be so careful about what we say. But if this company, well, first of all, if they terminated him right away without giving him a warning, it must have been pretty bad. And if the company would have done a thorough investigation, not only would they have investigated or interviewed those women, but most likely other coworkers in the area, which would have substantiated his discussions with them.
So, but here you have four women coming against one guy, and he's in a management role. So obviously the company's going to go, okay, we're not going to even mess around with this. You know, zero tolerance policy, boom, you're fired.
Exactly. I mean, he's an adult. He should know better. Whether he was, you know, provoked into saying certain things and they joked around, you know it's not appropriate. And he should really give up that lawsuit because he doesn't have a chance.
Okay, I'm hearing that from a lot of people, and thank you. You would know. It sounds like it's not worth his time. You're just going to embarrass yourself in the end, so give it up, move on, huh?
Jeez.
Somebody said, can you talk about what he said? I missed the front half of the caller. Yeah, no, we can't.
No. Yeah. This is a really, really hard one. This sucks to be the wife in this situation.
Right.
It sucks to be everybody in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, what do I do?
I don't know. It sounds like you just got to move on from this and learn your lesson, which it's a tough lesson to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's got to protect yourself, I guess, nowadays for anybody. You just got to know what you're saying.
Listeners are too emotional about this. She's not getting good feedback. Yeah. I think the feedback is just let it go.
Let it go. Don't bring it to court. I don't think really any of us thought he was going to have a great chance in court.
Well, and I'm sorry. The person who's like, hey, divorce your husband. And hold on. That's really taken like way up there. I don't think so.
Ann, you're Jordan. You have a good idea. What is it?
Well, you know what? First of all, they all need to be held accountable. And in this day and age, it's not right what he did. However, it's not right the way they set him up. So I would say go to court, put all four women up on the stand. And, you know, let the truth be told. Let the court decide. And if I were the wife, I would definitely stand by him, especially if he is that type of person, and hopefully all of them will learn from this lesson.
Yeah, you've learned to keep your mouth shut and to not say anything that could put you in jeopardy.
Just go to work and work, and that's it.
Yeah, just be that person who comes in, good morning, and then walks away.
Keep your nose down and do your stuff.
Oh man.
Let's see, Stephanie in Maple Grove. What's your comment on Love Her List Him?
So I'm a really bad feminist, apparently, because I apparently suck at supporting fellow women, apparently.
Why?
I say list the idea of a lawsuit. Obviously, he learned his lesson on who he needs to be friends with at work and what he needs to say. But also, I think they need to go to the HR place and say, well, fine, you fired me. But the people who have a lawsuit or who has a harassment against me, something's sketchy there. So I don't think they should have gotten his job immediately. Post it out. Let other people from other companies try to go for that position. If she's really worth that position.
Yeah, right?
She shouldn't have done, oh, well, now it's free. I did put in that harassment. It got Tom. Like, no, not okay.
Yeah, you're right.
It does feel a little bit odd that the woman who, or one of the women that made the you know, the charge, all of a sudden gets promoted and takes his position. Wouldn't you feel a little weird about that? But
yeah.
Maybe, I mean, maybe companies are just as afraid anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be in that position. Like,
No. Okay, well, it was a man who had the job, so let's promote her.
No, it's like I'm almost afraid talking about it.
I know,
it's
right?
It's a weird thing.
Well, the advice, Kelly, talk him into letting it go. Move on with your life. Learn your lessons and be done with it.
I think so.